Well, folks, got a cool thing that is leading up to a big event in April. It is a youth talent show. Auditions are tomorrow night, Friday, at Faith Lutheran, Faith Acts in Shelton on Connection Street. It goes from 4 to 7, and I have from the Armstrong Community Outreach Foundation, good friend of the show, Kim Morris. Kim, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good to
How are
talk with
you?
you. I am well, and you and the Armstrong Community Outreach Foundation always doing a lot for our community. And tomorrow night is going to be talent show auditions for youth in our community, and it's going to lead up to the Easter Egg Candyland Youth Festival coming up on April 20th. Tell me a little bit about the talent show tomorrow night.
Okay, so the talent show is what we're looking for is just kids with a lot of creativity. It could be singing, baton twirling, dancing, magic, comedy, jump roping, hula hooping, just whatever kind of talent they have. We just want kids to get creative and have fun. That's what the event's all about. We're trying to do a youth festival to celebrate youth talent, and we're also looking for youth vendors. So, like kids that do arts and crafts, they can set up a little booth to sell their arts and crafts. Or if they like do artwork or make like creative stuff with Legos or other creations, they can set up a booth and display their creativity.
And that's going to be on the 20th of April, right?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. Have you ever put on a talent show like this before? I've seen a bunch. I know there's a lot of kids in our community that have that are very talented.
Nope, this is our first time ever doing anything like this. We're stepping outside of that norm. We normally do a traditional Easter egg event before Easter, but there's so many Easter events going on in Mason County now that we decided to like step out of our comfort zone and try something new. So we're doing something new this year.
I love it. I love it. Good on you for trying something new, grabbing the kids here. And so it is going to be, what do we need to know for tomorrow night? Okay, so 5 to 18 years old,
Yes.
and it's going to be at Faith Lutheran, 1212 Connection Street.
Yes.
And how long do you think? I mean, is it like a 5 minute talent, or does it just depends?
We're thinking 3 to 5 minutes because the talent show itself, we want to keep acts around 3 to 5 minutes because we're hoping to be able to do 24 acts in the time frame that we have for the event.
Awesome. Yeah.
So we want to fill up that time frame. But we don't want, if the acts go too long, then we're gonna have to cut the amount of acts down.
Sure. We don't want to cut that last. I'd be on that last list. Well, sorry, Jeff. Maybe next year. Better luck. So this is all going to then lead into what you were talking about, the Candyland Youth Festival, April 20th. So it's got the talent show that will have the kids that are going to be auditioning tomorrow night. There'll be games, auction, youth vendors, like you mentioned, and then the Egg Dash, which is, you've been putting these on for a long time, and tons of eggs are out there.
Yeah, we usually put out 40,000 eggs between both the kids event and adult event. But this year, what we decided to do is just do a whole family day. And so we'll let run the kids through early in the afternoon. And then a little bit later, we'll run the teens, the adults, and seniors through. So everybody, ate, no matter what your age is, will be able to hunt eggs.
Oh, that's cool. What are some of the things that people find in there?
Well, this year, Superior Wall Finishes has donated 2 50-inch screen TVs. One will be a prize for the little kids' egg hunt, and then one will be for the teens, adult, senior egg hunt. So you can win a 50-inch screen TV. Your kids can, or you can. We got stuff for them kids for Chucky from Chuck E. Cheese's. We got some really cool gameplay cards from Chuck E. Cheese's. We still got donations just rolling in for the night event. We got donations still running in. I know for auction item, we got tickets for Emerald Down horse racing.
Man.
We got tickets for Seafair.
Oh, wow.
We're working on a Silverwood theme back a Silverwood theme park basket now. So it just depends. Donations are still rolling in. So if you and people want to donate, they can still donate.
So we're still a month away. So yeah, people are going to be rolling in with more donations again. Once again, for those who may not be familiar, tell us about the foundation.
We are a local organization here that helps kids participate in sports. We help kids in all sports, and we don't care what the sport is. Last year, we helped a lot of kids with peewee football. We've helped the soccer field gets 10% of the proceeds to help with scholarships for the soccer for kids to do soccer. We do a lot for the cheerleading, peewee cheerleading, and we also help a lot of cheerleaders get to nationals. We've helped kids in karate, softball. We just don't care what the sport is, but we want to keep kids out there and get them active. And
Right.
we've bought Girl Scout uniforms, Boy Scout uniforms. As long as it's keeping the kids active, we want to help them.
I love it. I love it. Kim, you and I have been talking for years now about ways to get these kids involved and give back to the community. And every year you come up with something fun, and every year it seems to get bigger and better. So tomorrow night, make plans. If you have a youth who's talented in a whole host of things, anything you can think of, go on up stage there and see what you can do and get into the talent show portion of the Candyland Youth Festival. It is again a reminder at Faith Lutheran, 1212 Connection Street. They got a great stage there, and it'll be a great opportunity to show off the talent. Let's see, the time is what tomorrow?
4 to 7.
4 to 7. So come in, sign up, get your performance in, and then stick around, see what else is going on. A great fun Friday night too, I would say. And this then leads into, and I'll get you back on to talk more about this when we get closer, but the Candyland Youth Festival, mark your calendars now for April 20th. The event starts at 1 at South Mason Youth Soccer. That's a great place too.
Yeah, they're amazing. We've been doing events there for years.
Yeah.
Quite a few years.
They seem to get it figured out too. That's a great soccer club and a great space for the youth to play soccer in our community as well. The website is armstrong-foundation.org. I'll put the links in the show notes on this too, so people
Thank
can
you.
link right to it. Also the Facebook event page as well. So I'm excited about this. I'm excited about hearing more about the Candyland Youth Festival. We'll get back together in a couple weeks and remind folks about this. Anything else that we need to cover on this one, Kim?
Not really, just hoping that we get a good turnout because we want to see a lot of cool talent.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to make sure that a lot of folks come on out tomorrow night. Well, Kim, good to talk with you, and good luck tomorrow night, and good luck as you continue to get things going for the Candyland Youth Festival, and it's going to be a fun one too. All right.
I'm hoping so. We've got a lot of people working on Candyland decorations, so we're hoping to turn the field into a actual big giant Candyland game board.
Oh, sure. Okay. I see what you're saying there.
We got a lot of work going into this event right now.
Yeah, man, you're gonna
A
have
lot.
to get a lots of man, you know, it hasn't been that long since I played Candyland, and that's a fun game, and that's gonna be a fun throwback too for the parents and for the kids, because everybody's grown up with Candyland.
Yeah, it's great. People have really stepped up to help with decorations and help try to transform the soccer club. So I'm hoping it all works out and we can make it look the way we want it to.
You have a lot of sponsor notes on your website there: Woodland Park Zoo, Evergreen State Roofing, Our Community Credit Union, Viking Bags, Born Tough, Elite, Fusion Graphics, EI Christian and Son, South Sound, Honda, Suzuki, and Polaris there, and then Monsoon MX. Lots of great folks have stepped in to help, and there's always opportunities for your business too. Go to armstrong-foundation.org and you can find more information and connect in with Kim there. Well, Kim, it's good to
Awesome.
talk with
Well, thank
you.
you. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I'm
Oh, yeah,
excited.
for sure. I love talking about great things happening in the community, and this is one of them for sure. Kim Morris talking about tomorrow night's Youth Talent Show auditions, Faith Lutheran, 4 to 7, 1212 Connection Street. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk in a few weeks.
Okay, thank you.